Gord Downie's death had been expected. He'd been living with an aggressive form of brain cancer for the past couple of years. In a statement, his family said Gord knew this day was coming, and his response was to spend this precious time, as he always had, making music and memories and expressing deep gratitude to his family and friends for a life well lived. Downie grew up in the area of Kingston, Ontario, on the north shore of Lake Ontario. He and several friends formed a band in Kingston in 1984. In 1987, they released their first record album, and over the next 30 years, produced 18 more. As news of his death spread, condolences began pouring in from fans, musicians, and politicians, including Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who fought back the tears.
We are less as a country without Gord Downie in it. We all knew it was coming, but we hoped it wasn't. I thought I was going to make it through this, but I'm not. It hurts.
Trudeau said Downie did not rest from working for the issues he cared about, and his commitment and passion will continue to motivate Canadians. Indigenous leaders also praised Downie as a friend and ally on reconciliation. During a ceremony a year ago in Quebec, Downie was honored with an eagle feather. Downie spoke at the end of the ceremony.
It'll take 150 years, or seven generations, to heal the wound of the residential school, to become a country and truly call ourselves Canada.
He was also a recipient of the Order of Canada. In the summer of 2016, after his diagnosis with cancer, he and the Tragically Hip began a 15-show farewell tour. Stadiums were quickly sold out. The final show in his hometown of Kingston was broadcast across the country. In addition to his work to bring awareness of Indigenous issues, Downie dedicated his final months to raising money for brain cancer research and to protecting the environment. The Lake Ontario Waterkeeper Charity said in a statement that, "We are heartbroken by the loss of our board member and friend Gord Downie. His passion and hard work made each of us better." For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Sundown in the Paris of the prairie, we kings of all treasures buried, and all you hear are the rusted breezes pushing around the weather vane Jesus.